Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Turn It to Care. If you're new here, my name is Ashley, and if you're not new here, welcome back, bestie. Happy to have you. So if you don't know, I am uploading on YouTube now. So if you want a visual and you don't want to just like listen to me, you want to see who's talking to you, it's on YouTube now. No one's been watching on YouTube, I'm going to be honest. My feelings are a little hurt, but it's fine. And also, one thing you might not know about me is I'm blind as a bat. So like when I'm recording these videos, I can't see what I look like. I have like the screen out on my camera. Can't see if I'm in focus, can't see if I have a booger, quite literally can't see anything, so that's great. But we are uploading on YouTube now, so if you want to go watch, it's there. If you're listening to this when it drops, it's actually St. Patrick's Day, so I hope that you're having a good St. Patrick's Day. I hope if you're Irish, you're getting lots of smooches. I hope that you're eating good food, having good drinks, having a good time, staying safe. I can totally see so many of you like listening to the podcast while you're getting ready for a good night. I can see some of you waking up the next day being like, wow, I made some questionable decisions. Kind of want to kill myself, but instead of doing that, let's throw on a self-improvement podcast and here you are. So happy to have you. And you stumbled upon the best episode because today we're talking about reinventing ourselves and resetting for the spring. What better of a topic to talk about when you're regretting everything that you did last night? And not only is it St. Patrick's Day, it's going to be spring in like 3 days. I mean, it's technically spring right now, but spring is the best time to like glow up and reinvent yourself. Literally, nature is blooming and so can you, bitch. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about new beginnings, resetting mentally and physically. We're just going to be talking about a full transformation for spring. But before we do that, make sure to follow me on my socials, my Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube. Now that winter's over and spring's here, I feel like there's so much going on and I'm ready to come out of hibernation mode and step out into the world and like show you guys what I'm doing in my life. I mean, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to be traveling a lot and I just want you guys to come along, hang out with me. So all my social media will be in the show notes. Spring is arguably the best time to glow up. Spring is all about renewal. We go from these really cold, snowy winter days. The days are short. It's dark outside. It's honestly just hell. And then spring comes along and everything's in bloom. The flowers are blooming. The grass is growing. The plants are growing. The days are getting longer. It's getting brighter out. And you could just feel yourself blossoming and coming back to life. You're like, oh, you know what? Life is kind of worth living. Everything isn't as bad as I thought it was. Winter definitely feels like a time of rest and hibernation. A lot of us struggle with seasonal depression, but when spring comes around, it gives us the opportunity to switch up that energy. You often feel a lot more energized, a lot more happy. And with all of that new energy, we can use it to work on our goals, start new habits, and just like start fresh. During the winter, I quite literally feel like I'm holding on for dear life. Everything just feels a thousand times more difficult. Even like the mundane, easy task, getting out of bed in the morning is the hardest thing for me to do. I live in an older house and it's just like not very insulated, so it's freezing in the winter. So during the winter, just getting out of bed and like going downstairs is the hardest task. All I want to do is stay in bed because everywhere else in the house is freezing and I don't really want to bundle up. If I'm being honest, I don't really want to wear a winter coat when I'm just like making eggs in the kitchen. I just have a really hard time during the winter. My productivity is down, my mental health is honestly shit, and it can get to the point where it feels like I'm quite literally just trying to survive. So if you can relate to that, we're gonna talk about going from surviving the winter months to thriving in the spring and blooming into a better version of you. So let's get into it. First things first, you need to figure out, who do I want to be? Who do I want to be in this new season of my life? And have kind of a vision or a plan, because obviously you can raw dog it and just like take it day by day and hopefully things get better. But it's going to be easier and it's going to be more productive to have kind of a game plan of like what direction we're going in. It's good to have a vision or a goal so you're actually working towards something, so everything comes together the way that you want it to. It's kind of like redecorating a room. Like, you can go out and buy a bunch of pieces from IKEA and Home Goods and bring them back to the room and be like, you know what? Like, I like all of these pieces individually, but it's not really coming together the way I thought. Like, it's kind of looking like a hot mess. Whereas if you just had a vision and you knew exactly what you wanted the room to look like and what pieces were gonna go together, you could go out and buy those pieces and bring it back and get exactly what you want. And it would just be much more efficient and work out better in your favor. It's going to come together a lot nicer when you're being specific and intentional and you know exactly what the aesthetic is, what the vibe is, what furniture you like, the color scheme. There's no confusion on like what you're going for. You don't have to stick to the plan 100%, but I think it's good to have an idea of what you want to embody, like what you want your life to look like, what you want to spend your time doing, what you want your personal style to be, what you want people to think about you, or like what you want to think about yourself. Maybe you want to work on being a nicer person. Like, maybe the winter turned you into a Scrooge and you were kind of an a-hole and you're not proud of it. So now you're thinking like, okay, it's spring. I want to be more intentional and I want to be a better person. So I'm going to watch how I speak to other people and I need to be more aware of how my actions impact other people. More than likely, you're not going to wake up a brand new bitch. You're not going to wake up and be completely changed in like 2 days, but it's going to be the small intentional changes that you make that are really going to change who you are as a person and make you a better version of you. Slowly but surely, you're going to reinvent yourself with these small little changes. For example, if you want to be a better person, one small change that you can make is not talking shit about people, or maybe not ignoring your friend's texts and waiting 2 weeks to follow up with them. Or maybe it's just like practicing gratitude so you're not such a negative a-hole all the time. Or if you want to change up your style, making very small changes like throwing out all the flashy clothes in your closet and only focusing on the basics. Most people are not able to just like go and splurge and buy a whole new wardrobe. So instead of going out and like buying a bunch of new clothing, like going to the thrift store and spending like $10 on a new top. Or if you're not able to like go out and buy new clothing, or you don't want to buy new clothing, going on Pinterest and finding inspo on how to like style the clothing that you do have. You don't need to change everything about yourself. Like, you don't need to like literally control alt delete everything about you. Think of it as you're updating your phone. You're just like making little tweaks, fixing the bugs, adding some fun new aesthetic things. Nothing crazy, but like over time, it makes a huge difference, because like if you didn't update your phone, eventually it would just like crash out. You know what I mean?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So just find the small things. Like, you don't have to jump ship and like be super impulsive and like rearrange your entire life. You don't have to exile all your friends and family or throw out everything in your closet or like shave off your hair, unless you want to. But like, you don't have to like be super extreme. You can make these small changes and make a huge difference. Think about those things that are going to bring you closer to the version of you that you want to meet. Like, what are your passions? What are your skills? What do you need to pay more attention to? What are your goals? And then also think about, what are the things in my life right now that are taking me away from the version of me that I want to be? What isn't aligning? Is it my mindset? Is it self-limiting beliefs? Is it unsupportive people? Is it bad habits? Like, these are the things that need a little tweaking. These are the things that need a little fixing up. I suggest writing this down in a journal or a notes app, just like somewhere that you can see to keep track of like what's working and what's not working. And also write this down, okay? Get out a notepad or like get your phone out. What does the new me look like? What does she do for a living? What does she do for fun? What's her personality like? What type of mindset does she have? What are her passions? What are her hobbies? What is she good at? And what are her goals? And then you're gonna write down, what am I currently doing that does not align with that? What am I currently doing that is making it difficult for me to show up in that way? Who is in my life that's making me feel bad about myself? Who in my life doesn't fit with the person that I want to be? And then what am I doing in my life that does not fit with who I want to be? Once you go through all of that, and it's going to take some time, and that's totally okay. Like, don't rush it. Really think about that. Once you know what you need more of in your life, and then also what needs to leave like yesterday from your life, it's time to make a plan. If you're not a planning type of girl, or you just like don't know where to start, I highly recommend using ChatGPT and asking it to make you a schedule or like a daily routine based off your goals or like the lifestyle that you want to live. It will literally give you all the details that you need and schedule out your entire life for you. It's gonna make it so easy for you. It's gonna do it hourly. Like, you're gonna wake up at this time and you're gonna go for a hike or a walk. And in an hour from that, you're gonna sit down at your desk and do this. And it's gonna tell you everything. It's gonna give you a full rundown on what you need to do to achieve your goals. All you gotta do is do it. If you're a type A girl and planning and scheduling is your shit and you're like, I don't need ChatGPT. I'm strong and I'm independent. I don't need no AI robot bitch telling me what to do, go for it. Like, just sit down, schedule out your daily routine, your monthly routine to achieve those goals. I personally love time blocking, because if I don't time block, I will sit on my phone and do literally nothing. I will find something to do other than what I'm supposed to be doing. If I don't want to do something, I will find something so niche and specific that like I don't need to be doing, just so I don't have to do that thing. I was the worst student. I just didn't care. Like, in college, I would do anything but study. If I had a quiz the next day, I'd be like, you know what? It's the perfect time to clean my shower. It's the perfect time to nair the hair off my arms. It's the perfect time to shave my sideburns off. Also, highly suggest not doing either of those things. But I would just find any other task to do than what I had to do. But with time blocking, you're literally doing it by the minute, or like sometimes I'll do it in like 15 minute increments. And it's telling you like you need to do this and then you need to do this, and it keeps you on track. So with time blocking, it might look like 7 a.m. wake up, 7:15 let the dogs out, 7:30 brush my teeth, 7:45 make myself breakfast, 8 o'clock get ready for work. And this might seem like a little intense or like a little OCD for some people, but it keeps you on track and lets you know like this is where you have to be and this is exactly what you need to be doing. It makes sure that everything is getting done. It makes sure that everything that's important is getting checked off your list. Like I said, I love doing this because if I don't, I will fuck around. And I am self-employed and I'm not in school, so I don't have someone making a schedule for me. So it's really easy to lose structure if you're not making structure for yourself. Like when you're at your job or you're in school, you have your boss or you have other people making you a schedule for you, so you know exactly what you need to be doing and where you have to be. Like you literally have no choice but to follow it if you want to succeed. Another thing that I think is good for planning that's just like a little more fun than scheduling is finding inspiration. I think using Pinterest is a really good tool to find inspiration for your entire life, whether it be like what you want to look like or the mentality you want to have. You just search it up on Pinterest and you're going to find something. You might find someone on social media that you really admire and you really like their lifestyle, so you follow their vlogs and that inspires you to live more like them. Or you might watch a Vogue video, like a day in the life video, to see how successful people spend their life, so you can kind of embody that and implement more of the things that they do in your life. You might read a book or a magazine that's going to spark some inspiration. Like I just got into reading, and one thing that reading has really helped me with is romanticizing my life, because when you're reading a book, it really is about all the little details that make the book and make the character so special, like what they're eating, how they walk to the train station, just like the very little details that no one pays attention to that make the story. So after I'm done reading a book, I'm like more aware of like how I'm breathing and like what I'm thinking and how I'm speaking to other people. I'm more aware of the world around me and like how other people are interacting and like the sounds I'm hearing. Or if you're not reading a book, but like you're reading a magazine, you might be inspired by like how someone does their makeup or their hair or how they're styled. You can find inspiration in everything and apply it to like what you're eating, your workouts, your daily routine. You might even be inspired on like how you want your social media presence to be. Like you can literally find inspiration for anything. You just need to figure out what's important for you and like what you want to tweak in your life. Now that's the planning. This is where we get to have fun and start applying everything and doing what we actually want to do to change our lives and like make those little changes in our lives. This is where we actually glow up and make those changes. First, we're going to work on the mental. Once you kind of know what's not clicking, what's not working for you, we're going to purge those things out of our lives. We're calling up a priest and exorcising those demons out of our life. We're going to purge what no longer serves you. We're going to let go of the toxic ways of thinking, the toxic ways of being. We're letting go of shitty friends, shitty behaviors, shitty habits. All of that's out the door. We don't need it. What we're gonna do to purge these things out of our lives and like what's really helped me is destroying these things. So you should already have a list of the things in your life that like aren't working for you, things that you want to get rid of. And I like to have a physical copy, and I'll tell you why in a second, but if you have it in your notes app, that's fine. But we're going to destroy any evidence of those things. So if it's in your phone, if it's in your notes app, you can literally just delete it, make sure it's out of your phone. But if you have a physical copy, if you like wrote it down, I suggest burning it if like you can do that safely. Like please don't burn down your house. Dunking it in water, tearing it up, throwing it out, just like literally get rid of it. You don't need it. Not only is it symbolic of like letting go, literally releasing it, destroying it, but it also just feels good. Like, have you ever been cheated on and you burned the cheater's clothes in a fire. There has to be one of you that have been cheated on and you're like, fuck your stupid hoodie. It's going in the bonfire. So I suggest doing that, whether it's in your notes app or on a piece of paper. And then if you're trying to let go of like friendships or relationships in your life, we're not going to set them on fire. We're not going to set their house on fire, even though I'm sure you would love to do that. We're just going to have those hard conversations and be like, yeah, cut the cameras. It's over. It's over between us. This isn't working out. I don't think this friendship, I don't think this relationship is productive. I don't think we're aligning anymore. And we're just going to skedaddle out of there. Or maybe you don't even have a close relationship with this person or with these people that you want out of your life. Maybe you just like follow them on social media. This is the time to unfollow them, block them, mute them, whatever you have to do to stop seeing them. You need to break up with that parasocial relationship. You need to break up with following them on social media because clearly it's not doing you any good. Like one thing that I've struggled with, and I've talked about this openly so many times, is my body image. I have always had a really tough time with my body image. And something that's just like not productive for me and not good for my mental health is following accounts on social media that talk about like working out and what they're eating and getting ready for their summer body. And there's nothing wrong with that kind of content. There's people that do watch that and get inspired by it. And that's what people want to do. And that's not a problem whatsoever. It's a problem for me because of my relationship with myself. And I know that it's very triggering for me. So like, I'm not going to follow those accounts. And if I am following them, I need to do something about that because like, it's just not good for me. There's no reason I should be following those accounts.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Now, just like we were kind of decluttering things from our life, letting go of things that no longer serve us, letting go of people that no longer serve us, we also need to declutter inside of our minds. It's going to be really difficult to have all of these fresh, brand new ideas and have like a more positive outlook on life when all of these negative thoughts are still ruminating inside of your head. Your mind is still consumed with things that no longer serve you. Like you're spending all this time thinking about your ex-boyfriend and thinking about the stupid thing you said last week and worrying about how, you know, something's not gonna work out for you. And you're calling yourself dumb and you're calling yourself ugly and you're having all these nasty thoughts. And it's like, those gotta go because those are just as toxic, if not more toxic, than the people in your life that you just got rid of. We want to make our mind a safe space, a clear space, welcoming new ideas and happy thoughts and love and light and everything that we want to attract into our lives. But how do we do it? Well, for one, meditating is a very, very helpful way to do this. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, bitch, I don't want to meditate. I really don't want to meditate. Like, I can't even sit for a minute without my mind racing. How am I going to meditate and be quiet and like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to lie. Meditating can be really fucking hard, especially if you're someone who's always thinking about something, always worrying about something, because meditating forces you to slow down and stop thinking. And some of you might hear that and be like, that's not going to work. Like, I'm always thinking, I'm always overthinking. There's no way in hell that I'm going to be able to slow down my thinking and just stop thinking. But I'm telling you, eventually you will. Because with meditating, you're really focusing on your breath work and you're focusing on like certain parts of your body. Like, how do your toes feel? How does it feel between your eyebrows? Like, when was the last time you thought about like, what does it feel between my eyebrows? I'm gonna guess you never thought about that. But once you think about it, you're like, oh shit, I can feel the middle of my eyebrows. And with meditating, you're gonna realize really quickly that your mind wants to drift and you do wanna think about certain things. But when you're in that moment, you're aware that like, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. What you're supposed to be doing is focusing on your breath work and like focusing on the words that are being said to you by like the instructor. If you're like doing meditation with an instructor, it is just like the ultimate reset. When is there ever a time when you're not thinking? You're always thinking about something. Even when like you lay down to go to sleep, your mind is racing. So I think if you're trying to like change the way that you're thinking and rewire your brain, meditating is a really good way to do that. Because what better way to change your thinking than to like reset it and start with nothing? I really recommend meditating. I really like it. I really like starting my morning and ending my night with it, because like, who doesn't want to start their morning on like the right foot? And then also when I go to bed, I want to fall asleep not pissed off, and I also don't want to wake up pissed off. I also think journaling is a really good way to do this. Exactly what I was talking about before, of just like writing out what's bothering you, what's not working, and like being aware of it and seeing it out on paper. Because when you let things bottle up inside of you, it just makes you feel worse. Most of the time, the reason I'm being negative is because there's things inside of me that are bothering me and I'm not doing anything to fix it. With anxiety in particular, the only thing that's ever been able to like minimize how I'm feeling and kind of get rid of my anxiety in the moment is taking action and doing something about it. Because a lot of the time when I'm feeling anxious, it's because I feel out of control. So just doing something like journaling and being aware of like, okay, this is what's bothering me. Now like, let's do something about it is so helpful. Going off of journaling, also just like talking to someone is the same kind of release. When I am bottling up how I feel and there's a bunch of things bothering me and I feel like I can't tell anyone about it, it makes me feel 10 times worse. It's literally like throwing up. Throwing up sucks. It sucks so bad. No one wants to throw up. But once it's out, it's like, thank God. Thank God that's out of my body. I think therapy is really, really good at decluttering your mind, talking to a professional, because sometimes when you talk to like your friends and family, they just don't really know how to give you guidance. Of course, they want to support you, but it's not the support that you really need. So I really recommend therapy. And then just like the small little things that you can do. I think affirmations are so powerful. They're so easy, but they're such a game changer. And when you first start doing affirmations, you're going to feel like a stupid bitch. You're going to be like, why am I saying this? This is so embarrassing. If someone saw me talking to myself, they'd think I'm crazy. But it's like, I would rather look crazy than feel crazy. I think the reason why some people kind of turn their head away from affirmations is because they're not choosing affirmations that work for them. You need to choose affirmations that align with your goals. Like, you could be positive all you want, but if it's not resonating with you, it's not gonna help you. So if you're trying to build up your confidence, you're gonna say to yourself every day, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am a hot ass bitch. And at first, you might not believe it, but the more you say it, the more you're gonna learn to believe it. It's the small changes that make the big difference. Just making that change from having the thinking of like, I'm ugly and I hate myself, to I am beautiful and I love myself, is going to change you over time. So affirmations, I think self-improvement podcasts, you're in the right place. I think that's really helpful. I think having really uplifting music. I have a whole playlist about manifestation if you want that. And that's what helped me out of like the darkest times and actually encouraged me to make this podcast and gave me the confidence to have this podcast. That I'll have linked in the show notes if you aren't listening to it already. But I think music that's uplifting, encouraging, that gives you confidence, that makes you feel hot, that makes you feel successful. And I think the same thing with all media that you're consuming, whether it's on social media, whether it's the books you read, whatever it is, just make sure that it's aligning with your goals. Moving on to the physical, just like we decluttered our mind, we're also gonna declutter our space. I hate to be your mom right now, but like, you need to clean your room. You need to clean the area around you. I'm saying this as there's like so much shit all over my floor right now, but a clear space equals a clear mind. I am a true believer that your space really does reflect what's going on in your mind, which is probably why there's shit all over my floor right now, because everything in my life is chaotic right now. Despite the floor being a mess, I did rearrange my office space because I wanted to be able to record in front of the sign and have like my vanity here. Before doing that, I was feeling very stagnant, very stuck. And I feel like rearranging your space does bring in like new ideas and fresh energy. Like now I'm excited to film videos for YouTube and like do Get Ready With Me's for TikTok because of my new space that I get to record in. If you are feeling kind of all over the place, if you're feeling a little messy, your mind's feeling messy, maybe try just like pick up a little around you. Maybe organize your planner, maybe organize your desk. It's not going to fix everything, but it's going to make you feel a lot more productive and lead to you actually being more productive. So declutter your space, throw out whatever needs to go. The same thing with like, if you're trying to eat healthier, go through your pantry, go through your kitchen and throw out what's not going to align with your new diet. If you want to change up your style, go through your closet and get rid of what's not working for you, what's not fitting with your style, what's not fitting you. If you're trying to decrease your screen time, like be more productive, go through your phone and delete the apps that are taking up the majority of your screen time. I don't know if I'm proud of this or not, but like I deleted Webkinz from my computer today because it was taking up a large portion of my night routine for like the past week, which is like fine and just like a fun little game. You know, it brings me a lot of joy, but I was like, wait a minute, am I kind of being an a-hole and like neglecting things that are important and that I should be doing at night? And like, why am I spending 4 hours playing Webkinz and getting my ass beat by little kids in like tournaments? Kind of going off of decluttering and getting rid of things in your closet, I think something that you can focus on this spring is your style. I think switching up your style with any season is so helpful and it makes you feel so much better about yourself. When I switch up what I'm wearing, I feel a lot more inspired. I feel a lot prettier. I feel more productive and I like wanna go out and like show off my cute outfit. I think it's a really good time to switch up the colors you're wearing, maybe go for more of like a spring color palette. Like right now I'm wearing this bright ass yellow sweater. If you're watching on YouTube, you see it, but I just feel so cute. I feel so spring. I feel like a little chicken, which by the way, Peeps are so nasty. They're like the worst Easter candy. Are they even considered a candy? It's like a marshmallow. But in my humble opinion, I think the best Easter candy is a giant chocolate rabbit. God, it's so fucking good. But I think more spring colors, lighter fabrics, I think taking inspiration from other people and seeing what other people are wearing. I love looking at like the runway and what people are wearing in like magazines, seeing what's in for the season. I say what's in very lightly because it's like, who really cares what's in? Just like wear what you want. But I do like pulling inspiration because people that are like doing these like trend reports know what they're talking about. And a lot of the time I'll watch it and I'm like, oh shit, that's really cute. Or like, oh shit, that's really fucking cool. I would have never thought of that. I also love like looking at like archives of like old styles and what people were wearing like 10 years ago during the spring, because history is always repeating itself. It's an endless cycle. Like people are wearing skinny jeans right now. I'm not, because I'm 5'1". Skinny jeans are doing nothing for my legs. If I tried to put on a boot with skinny jeans, first of all, there's not a boot that fits over my calves, but it would literally go all the way up to my thighs, which is another thing. I think just finding clothes that make you feel confident, like switch up your style, whatever you want to do, but like you don't need to be wearing what everyone's wearing. Yes, what's trendy is trending because it's cute, but like what you like is also cute. I know the boots don't work for my legs. Like last year during like Coachella, I didn't go to Coachella, but I went to like Revolve Fest. Everyone was wearing those like Fry boots. And I found a boot that was like kind of similar, but the amount of boots I tried on before that was insane because every boot I would try on didn't fit. Some clothes just aren't meant for your body type, and that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with your body. You don't have to fit your body into those clothing, and you don't have to fit into clothing that you don't feel confident in or you don't feel comfortable in just because everyone's wearing it. You can dress up as a furry for all I care if that makes you feel confident. Is that what they're called? Like the adults that dress up in like animal costumes? Dress up in like an Easter bunny costume. Who cares? If that makes you feel confident, go for it. I think along with switching up your style, it's a good time to switch up your self-care rituals, switch up your wellness routine. Your makeup and skincare routine could stay the same year round, but I think going from winter to spring, there's a big difference in how people do their makeup and like what their skin needs. My skin is a lot more dry during the winter, so like I don't necessarily need that right now. So instead of like slapping on all this moisturizer that's just gonna clog my pores, I'm gonna lean towards something lighter right now. Like right now I have one moisturizer and I've been using the like La Rose, I can never say it, La Rose Posay. It's like a trio and it's been helping my cystic acne incredibly, but like that's my routine right now and it's so different than what I was doing during the winter time. My makeup routine doesn't really vary that much throughout the year just because I'm not the best at doing my makeup. I never claim to be a makeup artist or a beauty guru, but it's always been kind of the same. I do the same steps every single day, but I've been trying to add in like highlighter. I've been trying to do like a skin tint instead of a foundation. I stopped using Halo Glow because I think it was a big part of my cystic acne, and since I stopped using it, I haven't really been getting it. And I've also been trying to add like pinks and sparkly colors to my eyeshadow and more like peachy tones for my blush. Just really stepping into that spring color palette. I think switching up your wellness routine is really good for every season, but for spring in particular, I think it's a really good time because during the winter, for me at least, I wasn't working out that much. Like I said, I was very much in a funk and I just didn't want to do anything. And I live in Connecticut, so I'm not going on a mile or 10,000 step walk outside in the cold. It's just not happening. But I'm more likely to go outside and go for a hot girl walk and put on a podcast now that it's finally warming up. So switching up your exercising, I think switching up what you're eating is very helpful too, especially if one of your goals for the spring is to eat healthier, or maybe you do want to lose weight or you do want to be more healthy. I definitely bulk up during the winter months because I am such a foodie. I am eating bread, I'm eating pastas, I'm eating every possible warm dish. But during the spring and summer, I'm much more likely to be eating like fruits and vegetables because that's what my body's craving. Like I don't really crave soups during the spring and summer. I don't really crave smoothie bowls during the winter, which is funny because I crave iced coffees year round. It doesn't matter if it's like negative 40 out, I'm having an iced coffee. I'm just gonna run through these really quickly. These are some more like wellness routine ideas if you want to like switch up what you're doing in that department. So like I said, working out, changing up what you're eating. I think going outside and getting some sunlight, like do not underestimate vitamin D. That is the reason so many of us struggle with seasonal depression because we don't get enough sunlight and we're stuck inside. Go outside, have a coffee in the morning in the sun, go for a walk, take your dog for a walk, go and just like touch some grass, read a book, have a picnic. It really does change how you feel. And you know what? Adding to that, take some time away from your phone. Go outside, read your book, maybe do a little painting, maybe drive around and go to some yard sales and spend some time outside doing that off of your phone. An important one, straightening out your finances. And I know what you're thinking, bitch, how is that wellness? If you don't know where your money's going to, or you don't know if you have enough money to do certain things or pay certain bills, it's gonna affect your mental health greatly. I know it's stressful to deal with, but I promise you, if you sit down and like just figure out how much money you have, where that money's going to, and just like plan everything out, you're gonna feel so much better. Overall, being organized is gonna help you out so much. And I know it's stressful in the moment to like face the fact that you don't have a lot of money and you don't know how you're gonna pay your bills, but regardless, it's gonna be like that. So you might as well have a plan and know what you're doing and try to like figure it out and fix it, then have no idea what you're doing and be broke, you know, either way. And then the last three things I wrote are prioritizing your sleep, waking up earlier, which I know is going to be hard because now with the days being longer and it being brighter out longer, you wake up and it's pitch black and you're like, fuck. But I hate to admit, the girls that say waking up early when they get up at like the ass crack of dawn, it makes them more productive and it makes their life easier. They're right. It's annoying, but they're right. And then the last thing is just expressing gratitude, practicing gratitude. Life is going to feel so much better, so much lighter. You're going to be so much happier when you're focusing on the things that you're grateful for. If you're sitting there being like, this sucks, I fucking hate my life, this person's annoying, of course you're going to be pissed off because that's all you're focusing on. Obviously, when you're thinking about someone that you don't like, when you're thinking about things that you don't want to do, you're going to be pissed off. You're going to be annoyed. But if you think about like, oh, I had a lovely iced coffee this morning. I loved talking to my friend on the phone. I am so excited to go to dinner tonight with my boyfriend. You're going to have a much better time. You're going to be so much happier. So try it out. I encourage all of you to try to do a spring reset. Like I said, it doesn't have to be like these huge changes, just like little tweaks where you're like, okay, I can be showing up here better. I can be doing a lot less of that. Like there's just not a better time to do this. Everything around you is blooming. So can you. You can bloom just like a beautiful little flower. I hope that this episode gave you encouragement. I hope that inspired you to work on yourself, do a little self-improvement, do a little glow up, take those small steps to make a big change in your life. I know in the moment it's annoying and you might not have motivation and you're like, oh God, I really don't want to do this. But you're never going to regret doing good things for yourself. It's kind of like working out. Like, yeah, I don't want to work out. I don't want to go to the gym, but you're never gonna regret a workout. Afterwards, you always feel so good. And a meal after working out is the best thing ever. Like when I'm on the treadmill, I'm like, God, I can't wait to have a taco when I get home. I can't wait to make myself a coffee. You're never going to regret taking time for yourself and doing good things for yourself. But that's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple. Make sure to share it with your friends. Make sure to rate the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. Make sure to like the video. Guys, no one's watching on YouTube. And I'm kind of pissed. Come on, go watch on YouTube. So many of you were like, I want to watch on YouTube. It's there now, babe. Like, babe, I did it for you. I'm here for you. Hello? Okay, I'm not actually mad. But if you do want a visual, it's on YouTube. My Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube, everything's down below, okay? Please don't make me beg. I am gonna go make myself a quesadilla and another coffee. So, with that being said, I love you, and I will talk to you next Monday. Love you, bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.